Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Larkin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting seventh. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Tapani. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting eighth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Kevin Brown. And now, play ball. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gladden takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Knoblauch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. Gladden moves to second. One out. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Molitor strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Yount hits a line drive into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lewis strikes out. There goes Harbeck. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Stubbs reaches second base with a double. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Randolph hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stubbs scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Puckett. The throw from Surhoff and he is out, Randolph applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sviem strikes out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stubbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bichette is 0-for-1 in the game. Bichette strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Randolph is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Leos is 0 for 1 in the game. Leos takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Leos. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Leos steals second. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gladden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sviem is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviem hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive for a single. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive towards third. Leos reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Yount who is chasing the ball. Puckett reaches third base with a triple. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a pop-up for a single. Puckett scores. It's Twins, 1, Brewers, 1. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive towards right. Bichette catches it and throws to first to double up Harper. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground for a single. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Stubbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stubbs takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vaughn bunts towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to third. Stubbs moves to second. 1 out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bichette is 0 for 2 in the game. Bichette hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yount tags and scores. Stubbs tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Brewers. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Randolph is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Randolph hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stubbs scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. B.J. Serhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Randolph moves to second. B.J. Serhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Serhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Serhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Leos is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Leos strikes out. Two outs. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castillo moves to second. Chuck Krim now pitching. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gladden is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gladden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sviam is 0-for-2 in the game. Sviam hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0-for-3 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Puckett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Serhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0-for-3 in the game. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Terry Leach now pitching. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stubbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bichette is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bichette hits a line drive off the glove of Leos, and into shallow left field. Bichette reaches second base with a double. Vaughn goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Brewers. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Bichette. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Bichette steals third. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Randolph is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Randolph hits a fly ball towards right. Larkin settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Larkin. Bichette scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Randolph. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Randolph steals second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 3 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Randolph moves to third. 2 outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sviam is 0 for 3 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton now playing left field. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Newman pinch hits for Carmelo Castillo. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Bush pinch hits for Scott Leos. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops it up and throws to first, with Krim covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.